Let's examine some contentious debates shaping development culture. There's a thought-provoking argument against conventional commits that's generating heated discussion, plus an Ask HN thread questioning why the Hacker News community seems anti-AI.
The conventional commits debate is fascinating because it touches on fundamental questions about development workflow optimization. The argument suggests that standardized commit message formats encourage developers to focus on mechanical compliance rather than meaningful communication about code changes.
From a productivity standpoint, this connects to broader concerns about process overhead in software development. When teams spend significant time crafting commit messages that fit predetermined templates, that's time not spent on actual problem solving or innovation.
But there's a counter-argument about tooling automation. Conventional commits enable automated changelog generation, semantic versioning, and deployment pipeline triggers. The question becomes whether the tooling benefits justify the cognitive overhead for developers.
The Ask HN thread about anti-AI sentiment reveals deeper tensions in the tech community. Many longtime developers express skepticism about AI capabilities while acknowledging its productivity benefits. This suggests the resistance isn't purely technological, but cultural and professional.
What's interesting is how this mirrors historical debates about abstraction layers in software development. Each generation of tools faces resistance from developers who mastered the previous paradigm. Assembly programmers questioned high-level languages, and now some senior developers question AI assistance.
From a business perspective, this cultural tension affects AI adoption timelines. Companies can deploy AI tools, but if their senior technical staff remains skeptical, the tools won't be used effectively. Cultural change often lags technological capability by years.
The Rust inheritance patterns discussion provides another angle on development culture evolution. Rust forces developers to think differently about object relationships, and the community has developed 9 distinct patterns for achieving inheritance-like behavior without traditional inheritance mechanisms.
This represents sophisticated engineering culture adaptation. Rather than demanding the language change to accommodate familiar patterns, Rust developers created new idioms that work within the language's constraints. It's a model for how technical communities can evolve their practices.
Now, let's consider our "what if we're wrong" question for today. The Hacker News community seems increasingly confident that conventional commits and rigid development processes are counterproductive busy work that distracts from real engineering work.
But what if this anti-process sentiment is actually short-sighted? Large organizations manage thousands of developers across multiple projects. Without standardized practices, code review becomes exponentially more difficult, and knowledge transfer between teams breaks down.
The strongest counterargument would be that standardization enables scalability. Google, Microsoft, and Meta have massive engineering organizations that rely on consistent practices to maintain code quality across projects. Their productivity might actually depend on the very processes that smaller teams find burdensome.
If we're wrong about process skepticism, the signal to watch for would be productivity metrics from large organizations that embrace standardization. If their development velocity increases while maintaining quality, that would suggest the overhead is justified at scale.
The key assumption we might be questioning is that individual developer preferences should drive process decisions. In reality, development is increasingly a team sport, where consistency might matter more than individual comfort with specific tools or practices.